Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I come again with another letter. You know what it's going to be now. In the English alphabet is the letter C. And I'm going to tell you what it is in just a moment. We're going to talk about consciousness shift very briefly, in a way that perhaps we never have before, which shows you that this planet actually is designed to shift consciousness. It's happened before. We sit upon a place now where we can talk about these kinds of things, and it's literally relevant to the dirt that you sit on. I would like to talk to you about your relationship with God. There are those who feel that human nature never changes. And yet it has. It has changed so profoundly that you restarted your clock. The prophets that you have studied so far mostly belong to what we have called the God of Law. In fact, the biblical scholars would call the Old Testament the dispensation of law. But 2,000 years ago, the prophet Christ gave you a new concept. He was here with an Akash. Yes, an Akash. He was human. He was Jewish. Right time, the right place. He changed so much. He changed the perception of the relationship to God. Scripture became new scripture, the New Testament. It began what biblical scholars call the dispensation of love. Muhammad continued this as being the most recent prophet. And if you look at that which was spoken by the prophet, so many times he refers to the love of God, the love of God. Expression after expression after expression, describing the infinite love of God. You passed from law to love. Now, in the process, it was so profound that you measured time differently before Christ, after Christ. Do you see what you have done? There is a recognition of a consciousness shift that was so profoundly new that you had to restart the clock. Now, did God change? What would you say? No. What changed in this story? We did. You did. All of that, my partner did. All of the Akash, all the past lives, tell of a human being's shift from a God of law to a God of love. The letter C represents the dispensation of compassion. Did you know that most Israelis don't have any idea of what the Mayan calendar is? There is so much prophecy, so much history here. That's all they really know. And there's enough to fill that up in their quest for spirituality. But the truth is, there is planetary prophecy as well as Jewish prophecy. And if you knew what the Mayans did, they created a calendar, a long one, and the calendar stopped in 2012. A new calendar was created, December 12. If humanity would make it past that point and there was no Armageddon, you would have to reset the clock again. The clock is one of human consciousness. This is the third clock. The dispensation of compassion is upon you. Compassion for one another with a wisdom that really has not been seen. We can speak of this and speak of this and speak of this. Some will say it is simply esoteric talk. But dear ones, I want you to look at the ancients and what they did with their clocks. This is not new. Let this be proof that what we are talking about and have spoken of for 25 years is not just the words of Cryon. It is the wisdom of the ancients who have reset their clocks when consciousness changes on the planet. We say it again. Get ready for new thought. It's more now than love. It's love with compassion. Before I finish, what kind of compassion? Where is it coming from? This is different. There is no one prophet who has changed anything, is there? Humans are starting to become mature and wise. What if I told you, in this new energy, the prophet is within. Your higher self knows it all. This is the prophet you are following. This is the new wisdom, the compassion of the higher self. Where do you sit with this information? How does it feel to you? Let the truth of this be seen in how you see others. Let your belief in this be seen in how you treat one another. And I say it as I did in the first channel. Can you see God in everyone? No matter what. This is the compassion test. And so it is.